Here, I wanted to talk about NAIA women's basketball because I saw a preseason poll that had Marion and Campbellsville as the top two teams in the country, and I think Marion has lost way too much.
What is going on?
Oh, no. It's Chris Christie, yeah! Overly handsome guy from sales.
High five, George!
No.
Pelvic bump, Craig! that's what I'm talking about. What are you two homos up to? Well, Homo sapiens, of course.
We're on the air. We're doing our show.
Man,
you're interrupting.
I was just crushing it at the gym.
Were you?
Yeah, I was doing I do this every morning, about 20 reps of my PR.
What's that?
Each rep is a new PR. And,
wow.
And I heard you guys talking about some fraud who stole my name.
Fraud.
Who is this Chris Tofferson? I've never even heard that last name, Tofferson.
Don't worry.
What a fraud, man.
No.
Dude, man. It's
Chris Tofferson.
Are always trying to impersonate me. I get so tired of it, using my name to get into ultra lounges, organizing threesomes, closing multi-million-dollar deals, always impersonating me. Dude, there's only one Chris-er.
He was around long before you were.
Whatever, man. Okay, boomer. All right. I'm all about helping people.
Oh, you are?
Okay.
And I just helped my buddy D-Press sign a new contract with his employer.
You help with Dak's contract.
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, Dak. Yeah, I didn't know. He was telling me, dude, people know who I am. I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't know, Because I'm not into the whole fame thing.
I have enough of it,
for everyone. So, But, yeah, I helped him sign a deal and everything. He was pretty happy with it. I'm like, dude, this is the easiest deal ever. The guy he had before, it had drug on, for forever. And I got in there, one night, get the deal done.
Wow. You did that.
Yeah. Wow. Just had a few drinks with Jerry Jones, who's the owner of the Cowboys or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I said, dude, get a few single malts in the guy. Get him a lap dance. He'll sign a deal with you. Lo and behold, it happened, bro.
Well, you knew
it happened,
Chris.
Bro. Hey, speaking of, you guys should come to my deal in Pittsburgh.
Your deal?
Yeah, we're playing the Steelers or something. I don't know. Yeah.
What do you mean we?
Oh, yeah, with this football team that my buddy D-Press plays for.
Yeah.
He put me in contact with his coach, and so his coach, McCarthy's, hired me to fill in for some guy named Micah. I don't know all the details.
You're going to fill in for Micah?
But yeah. And I'm filling in for Micah and maybe do a little running backing.
Okay. I can't wait to see both ways.
So I told him, I said, look, I can't commit to it, but if I can, because, my PJ's getting worked on right now. I'm getting a new graphics package put on the side of it.
You have a private jet?
Private jet. And so if that gets done, maybe I'll head there. But I got that, and I also have a scheduling conflict because me and a couple of my friends, my buddies, you know, we have this basketball team and we play other guys. It's a real friendly deal.
Uh-huh.
But they're out in LV right now. That stands for Las Vegas.
Okay.
And they're practicing and stuff, and they're all like, Chris, man, when you getting here? We're called the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay,
that's what they said to you.
We play against some other guys we know, a real friendly league that I think they charge admission and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's casual to us.
The NBA, yes.
But that's right. Do you know the name? But anyway, so it's super cash for us. But anyway, me and my friends who are Mavericks alongside me.
Uh-huh.
They are been texting me, blowing me up, saying, Christian, man, you got to get out here and save our training camp. Luca is looking for a basketball mentor.
Oh, really?
Help us, Chris. You're our only hope. And they sent this droid or something with a hologram of J-Kid begging me.
Star Wars.
And he's wearing a white dress and some cinnamon buns taped to the side of his head. But anyway, so they sent that message.
I got that
going on. I got this Cowboys deal. They're begging me to go up there. Dude.
What?
I just thought of this, dude, this just occurred to me. You guys need to come out to my B-Day party, man.
Your birthday? How? It's your birthday?
No. Biatch Day party. It's where I invite 50 really hot biatches to come to my penthouse
okay.
and give me massages and stuff. I call them freak-offs, but you can call them whatever you want. But you guys should really come out to this.
No, that sounds
really
creepy.
Come on. Come to my freak-off party.
No.
There's no downside.
Okay.
How about you sell something around here? How about that?
Dude, I just closed like a $1 billion sale.
Wow.
With Fan and Tree Farm for you guys to be out there tomorrow.
That was a billion.
And
sponsors,
you guys, I got good news. You guys are each getting $25, and I'm getting... whatever a billion minus $50 is.
Oh, you're getting that.
Yeah. So it's a great deal that I brokered and closed.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because we don't think you're doing that well in sales. In fact, I heard from your buddy K. Rach that you're not even in sales anymore, that you were fired 2 days ago.
What are you talking about?
Because you hadn't sold anything in a year.
Look. I work the front desk, okay, and I do it damn well.
Oh, man. Through the window again.
Come to think of it, I did see him at the front desk about a week ago.
There's a lot of different people at that front desk these days.
Yeah. Ryan, how's he looking there? Yeah, I know he jumped through the window into the ticker room.
Yeah, there's like 2 centimeters of something that came flying off and rolled under the desk. Oh, I don't know. You may need to get some ice for that.
Call that.
Yeah.
I lost my Bluetooth in the fall. I see Ed Hardy Jesus.
Oh, wow. Is he a goner?
It's not looking good.
Why don't you poke him?
Do I have to?
Just kick him,
I guess.
Okay.
I'm back, you remember?
He's fine.
There goes Chris from sales.